Yesu yebazi bwana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Musibye mutya mulinya lya Mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Bwabeera mulungi n'obulamu mulungi.
If it's good, then life is good.
Mpozi twandiyogera ku mibiri gyaffe.
Maybe we speak of our bodies.
Tujandiba eminafu nafu.
That they may seem weak.
Oba mu bwetaavu obw'engeri
ez'enjawulo. In the different needs.
Naye oyo omukono gwe ogutayimpa wadde.
His hand which is not shortened.
N'okuyinza ne gutayinza kulokola.
It cannot save.
Osobola omusaba mu mutima awo n'omugamba Mukama.
Ask him in the heart and tell him, Lord,
kikirizanga gwe bulamu obujjudde.
I believe you are the life which is full.
Nsaba ojjuze obulamu bwange.
I request you fill up my life.
Ojjemu endwadde n'obunafu bwonna.
Take out sickness and every weakness.
Kubanga nze nkimanyi ndi yeekaalu y'omwoyo.
I know I'm a temple of your spirit.
Era siri yeekaalu ya ndwadde.
And I'm not a temple of sickness.
Siri yeekaalu ya mizimu.
I'm not a temple of demons.
Siri yeekaalu ya butali butuukirivu.
I'm not a temple of unrighteousness.
Naye ndi yeekaalu y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
But I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Engeri gy'oli omutukuvu.
The way you're holy.
Totuula wakyafu.
Don't sit where it is that.
Tukuza ayi Mukama.
You sanctify, O Lord.
Janjaba omutima.
You treat the heart.
Tuwe obwetaavu bw'emibiri gyaffe.
Give us the needs of our bodies.
Obwo obugwanidde mu maaso go.
That is required before you.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twagala okulabika nga tukozesa obudde bwe tulinawo.
We want to use the time we are having.
Okwongera otuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima.
Move on reaching and knowing truth.
Manyi twakitegedde kikirizibwa mu maaso ga Katonda omulokozi waffe.
We understood it's acceptable before God our Savior.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka.
He wants all people to be saved.
N'ekirala okutuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima gonna.
The other to reaching and knowing all truth.
Kale nga bwe twalokoka.
Now as we got saved.
Ne tutandika olugendo lwaffe olw'okudda.
And we began our journey of heading back to heaven.
Naye ekitusa muguru.
But what reaches us to heaven?
Okumanya amazima gonna.
Is the knowing of all truth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekyo nno gwe musana ogutulagirira mu kkubo lyaffe.
Now that is the light directing us in our way.
Tutayinza okubula wadde.
And we don't get lost.
Tweyongera n'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu.
We are moving on with our journey of heaven.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwebale kwerekereza.
Thank you for committing yourselves.
Ne munoonya okujjuza obulamu.
And you seek to fill up your life.
Kubanga yatugamba.
For he told us.
Mu Yokaana esula ey'ekkumi.
In John chapter 10.
N'olunya olw'ekkumi.
And verses 10.
Satani yajja okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza.
That the devil came to steal, kill and destroy.
Naye yajja tubeere n'obulamu obujjudde.
But he came that we have life which is filled up.
Naye yatugamba mu Yokaana.
ebigambo
byatugamba bwe bulamu bwe mwoyo ate nga bwe buki kale nera tuzza okwongera okujjuzaawo tukyali mu kibuga kya Katonda yerusalemu eky'omuggulu libeera kwoŋŋaaniro ddene
ery'abamalayika
n'abatukuvu ba Katonda lugendo lwe tutambudde okuviira ddala wano ku nsi eno kwe tubeera
ne
tuyita ku mulyango gw'eggulu mu mambuka
ne
tuyingira mu ggulu eryasooka okutondebwa mu kitundu ekya waggulu
ly'eggulu
erisiŋŋanibwamu ekibuga kya Katonda.
It's the heaven we find the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kuŋŋaanira ddene ly'abamalayika.
It's a great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Tusoma nnyo Ebulaniya 12:22.
Hebrews 12:22.
N'olwabiri mu esatu.
And verses 23.
Nabatuwaniriza mu kibuga kino.
And they will come us in this city.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so
much. Kale ngaffe abali mu lugendo lw'okudda ewaffe mu ggulu.
Now as we were in the journey of heading back home to heaven.
Tusomye bingi ku kibuga kino.
We've started much on this city.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'abamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Paka mu kiseera kino.
Until this time.
Nga tukyasoma siiru omusanvu.
And we still started the seven seals.
Ez'ebintu by'amalayika omusanvu.
Of the seven groups of angels.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wabula nga twakutegeezaako ku mulundi guli.
We told you of last time.
Nti mu siiru zino omusanvu.
That in these seven seals.
Ez'ebintu by'amalayika omusanvu.
Of the seven groups of angels.
Tusooka okutegeera buli kibinja ky'abamalayika
we first understand every group of angels
nga kikolera wansi w'omwoyo omukumi omusanvu egya Katonda
and it works under one spirit among the seven spirits of God
egikola obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu
which make up the fullness of the Holy Spirit
yatulagako nga girabikira mu kikondo ky'ettabaaza
that it showed us which appear in the form of lampstands
okusinziira mu kubikulira essuula y'okunabi
olw'okutaano
kale ne tweyongera okumanya nti buli kibinja kya malayika ku bibinja
omusanvu nga
bwe tubiraba wali eri
era
nga bwe tuzze tubisomako
kikolera
wansi w'omwoyo omwomu
ng'ekirabo a gift.
Yes, you have given.
Praise Jesus so much.
Iranga musiwe yotumanya ebirakire ebisembayo.
And in that same we know the last extreme command.
Okutuukirizibwa.
Will be fulfilled.
Wansi wa buli mwoyo.
Under every spirit.
Kumiyomusanvu ejikola obujibu omwoyo mutukuvu.
On the seven spirits making fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Singa tunaba tumaliriza.
After we have finished that.
Tusubira okumanya ekika ky'embalaasi.
We hope know the type of horses.
N'amagaali.
And the chariots.
Aga buli kibinja.
Of every group.
Ebibinja amalayika omusanvu.
The seven groups of angels.
Then tulyoke tumanye ekiramu.
And then we shall know the living creature which is responsible upon every group from the seven groups of angels. Even the four angel elders or the 24 elders who are responsible over every group.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we try to see, we bring the knowledge of all truth. And this day we look at the at the sixth seal.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
No, the seal
we look at the sixth seal. Of the spirit of fear of God.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
No, the seal
we look at the sixth seal.
Eyomoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Of the spirit of fear of God.
N'ekibinja ky'abamalayika ab'omuliro.
And the group of the angels of fire.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tutunuulidde siiru ey'omukaaga.
We look at the sixth group.
Siiru ey'omukaaga.
The sixth seal.
Ey'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Of the spirit of fear of God.
N'ekibinja ky'abamalayika ab'omuliro.
And the group of angels of fire.
Manya emirundi mingi tubadde tuyita omuliro wansi
w'enjuba. Many times we've called fire under the sun.
Naye nga tetumanyi baani abavunaanyizibwa okuleeta omuliro ogwokya amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
Don't know who are responsible to bring fire to burn powers of darkness.
Era mu mulimu ogwo.
And in that work.
Bagenda kukomekereza ddi.
They are going to wind it up when.
Waliwo ebintu by'ogenda okuzuula.
There are things you're going to be discovering.
Mu mirimu gy'abamalayika bano.
The works of these angels.
Ab'omuliro.
Of the fire.
Bisembayo nga bakasuso aboonoonyi mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
End up when they have cast the evil in the lake of fire.
Okuli Satan ne bamalayika baabo.
Where there is the Satan and his fallen angels.
Yes, ye baziwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So olina okumanya ebiragiro ebisembayo bisembawa.
You have to know the last commands they end up where.
Manyi buli lwe tusoma mu Isaiah esula ey'ekkumi
n'emu
olunyiri olw'okubiri
verse 12
tujjukanyizibwa ku myomu gino omusanvu egya Katonda
I'm reminded of the seven spirits of God.
Bwe tuba tetunnaba kugenda mu maaso n'okutandika
before we move on to begin.
Katusomeyo tuwulire
let's read and we hear
Isaiah esula ey'ekkumi n'emu olunyiri olw'okubiri
Isaiah 11 verses 2
n'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tunuulira nnyo obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
We look so much the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
N'akatonda bwe yasooka obulaga Musa.
As God first showed it to Moses.
Nabbi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Okusinziira mu kitabo ekyokuva.
According to the book of Exodus.
25. Onyolwasatu
mwalumu. From 31.
Paka asatu mubiri.
And to 32.
Yagambibwa okukola ekikondo ky'ettabaaza kino.
Was told to make this lampstand.
Era mu kubikkulirwa essuula ey'okuna n'olw'okutaano.
And in Revelations 4:5.
Ettabaaza ezo omusanvu.
Seven lamps.
Ne batunyonyola gimyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And they explain that the seven spirits of God.
So buli lwe tusoma ku bujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Anytime we study the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Tutera okulaba emyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
We usually see the seven spirits of God.
Era nga tunyonyoddwa mu Isaiah 11 olw'okubiri.
And we've been explained Isaiah 11 verse 2.
Kuliko omwoyo wa Mukama.
That there is the spirit of God.
Oyo gwe tulaba mu masikati g'ekikondo ky'ettabaaza.
What we see in the midst of the lampstand.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Amanyiddwa ng'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The one known as the Holy Spirit.
Erabikira mu kabonero ak'ejjuba.
Appeared in the form of the dove.
Naye nga ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
But on the right hand.
Alinako w'amagezi.
He has the spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa.
The spirit of counsel.
omwoyo w'amaanyi,
the spirit of power,
ow'okumanya Katonda,
one of knowledge of God,
n'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
and the spirit of fear of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So mu byonna,
now in all,
bwe twategeera mu Efeso essuula ey'okuna,
we understood in Ephesians 4,
olunyo lwa 30,
verse 30,
nti omwoyo y'ateekako siiru,
that the spirit is the one who seals,
tumanya nti asobola okukola siiru zimusanvu,
and we knew we can make 7 seals,
nga bwe tutunuzisa omukitabo eky'okubikulu,
as we read them in the book of Revelations,
essuula ey'okutaano,
Revelations 5.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tukenda tujja ko seal wezo.
Now we take off those seals.
Tulabe ebyama.
And we see secrets.
Ebiri wansi w'emyoyo gya Katonda omusanvu.
Which are under the seven spirits of God.
N'ebibinja bya malayika omusanvu.
And the seven groups of angels.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Olwali tugenda okutunuulira nnyo seal eneyo ey'omukaaga.
This day we are going to look much at the sixth seal.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. The spirit of fear of God. And the group of the angel of fire.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Let me expect you moving on to get understanding. You as a minister meant to serve with angels. We need the angels of fire on our side. Like in the era of Elisha. And the era of Elijah.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. But in wanting to work with these angels, we know the determination and the last extreme commands they move to do. And we too will warn the people just as they would have warned. Then we get determined to be workers with them. Praise Jesus so much. Like we've told you in Ephesians 4:30, that the Spirit is the one who seals. Let's read there and we can see. Ephesians 4:30.
So, temuna kuwazango moyo mutukuvu wa Katonda, eyabateke sako, akabonero, okutusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tetuna kuwaza omwoyo mutukuvu.
We shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit.
Avunanyizibwa kuteekako
seal. Who is responsible to put the seal on us.
Naye nga bwe tulusoma mu bigwa batume esuula ey'okubiri.
Just as we always read in Acts 2.
Olugeri olw'okusatu n'olw'okuna.
Verses 3 and 4.
Nti bwe bajjako ennimi ez'omuliro.
That when tongues of fire came on them.
Ne bajjuzibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
They were filled of the Holy Spirit.
Sere bisinga abantu sibanja abasobola okutegeera obujjuvu omwoyo omutukuvu
bulibuja. Not many people can realize the fullness of the Holy Spirit, how it is.
Naye nga bwe tuzze tusoma.
But just as we've been studying.
Mukubikulibwa esula ey'okuna n'olw'okutaano.
Revelations 4:5.
Ne batulaga ennimi ez'omuliro omusanvu.
They show us the tongues of fire, the seven of them.
And
they are the seven spirits of God.
Now
we can understand the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
If
we discover the seals, he makes a seven. When we read in the book of Revelations 5, verses 1 to 3, we are told like this. Revelations 5, verses 1.
Nenda ba mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogoye yali atudde ku ntebe ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero musanvu. Olunyo olw'okubiri nenda ba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Igambiddwa nti ani asaanidde.
It says that who is worthy.
Okubembula ekitabo n'obubonero bwo omusanvu omukiriko.
Open the book and the seven seals upon it.
Ebiseera ebisinga bwe tubadde tujjako seals zino.
Many times when we've been removing these seals.
Nga tujja tulaba ebyama ebikusika emabega.
Keep seeing deep secret
behind it.
The secrets behind the seven spirits of God.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. We remember in Revelations 5, verses 6, those seven spirits, still they are the seven eyes of God. Many times we've understood those secrets. These eyes and they are the seven spirits of God.
It moved
on to show us secrets in the scriptures of truth. How they are are fulfilled.
For
remember the words of God, which are in the scriptures of truth. They were purified 7 times.
Means
they were able to be passed in the 7 spirits of God. As
we
read in the Psalms 12 and verses 6, it speaks with us saying this. You know the reasons why we don't
delay,
for we've read them for some time.
Zaburi esura ya 12 olinyolo mukaga.
Psalms 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya mukama bye bigambo ebirongofu nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi elongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebigambo bya Katonda,
the words of God,
nga bwe biri mu kitabo ekyomuggulu,
as they are in the book in heaven,
era nga bwe byatuweerezebwako kopi ya Bible ku nsi,
as they sit as the copy of the Bible on the world.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so
much. Bitukuzibwa emirundi musanvu.
They are purified 7 times.
Ebigambo mwoyo mutukuvu,
now the Holy Spirit,
yabiyisa mu bujjuvu bwe,
he passed them through his fullness,
okubanga bisobola okubijjudde omwoyo w'amagezi,
that they are filled with the spirit of wisdom.
Wisdom. You have
filled of the spirit of understanding. You have filled of the spirit of counsel.
You
have filled of the spirit of power.
You
have filled of the spirit of knowledge.
You
have filled of the spirit of fear of God. You
have
filled of the spirit of God. To glorify the Father together with the Son.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so
much.
When we look at the seal, the sixth seal of the spirit of fear of God. We are going to see the secrets which bring the scriptures which bring the fear of God. And it means that if you refuse to fear him on this world, and you hate evil, and you help many get from evil, you will fear him by forcing the lake of fire. Praise Jesus so much. That the angel of fire, that's what they focus much on. As those working under the spirit of fear of God. Why they made them appear of fire, those in charge of the fire, till to the lake of fire. There you know, if you don't fear God like today, you will fear him by force. The word fear of God, when we are in the English language, both of them begin
fire,
fire and fear.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then you have to be very careful of them. If you fear God, you escape the fire. If you refuse to fear God, and you will end with is the consuming fire. He himself is the one who put the lake of fire.
So
anytime we open this seal, you have to think of that word. That if you don't fear God, if you hate evil, or you draw others to come from evil, it means you are heading on somewhere. You're heading on to the lake of fire.
Yes, you was when
you praise Jesus so much. You know, when you fear God, wisdom begins from there. In you, when you fear God, not that is right close to you. And if you reject to fear God, destruction is near you.
Yes, you was when
praise Jesus so much. The angels of fire work under the spirit of fear of God.
They're
going to throw the evil in the lake of fire. Those who refuse to repent.
Some
commands they work in that you have to know of them to be able to work with them.
Fire.
But fire never comes. It can come and you too, you are consumed by it. For you may find yourself, you became evil yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now it's a word to be careful about. But as we always hear, any person when they begin to think they fear God,
even to
check yourself, see where you hold the spirit of fear of God. One of the first things you look unto is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
For
when he speaks with us in Proverbs 8, verse 13, he speaks this. Proverbs 8 from verse 13.
Okutya mukama kwe kuchawo bubi. Amalala ne sukuti ne kube bi nakamwa kabambavu byenchawa.
Mbobo yakaluka kasakatonda nti omutya.
If you want to prove God that you fear him, you have to hate evil.
Kubanga na ebi achawo.
He too hates them.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
And
pride and arrogance.
Defeated,
enter them in and fearing God.
A
perverse mouth and speech.
That
which finds everything it finds and speaks it.
And
doesn't check in whether it is the wisdom of God,
whether it
is the understanding of God,
whether
it is the counsel of God,
whether
it is the power of God, is there knowledge of God?
For they
head you on to fear of God.
Chokulara,
the other thing,
you
have to prove you help many to get from evil. You prove then that you fear God.
It
will be able to enable you to work with angels of fire. As you a servant of God. You who wants to save your soul. To save the souls of others. When he first tells us in Proverbs 16, verse 6, he speaks with us like this. Proverbs 16, verse
16.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The mercy and truth. They correct the unrighteousness. That's why when he loved us, he had mercy, gave us the Son.
But
he said the fear of God. You have to help others to come from evil.
It
means you can't help them when you two are still in the evil. Now listen like this.
Many
times you want to work with the angels of fire. Those who work under this seal. The seal of spirit of fear of God. But we've not first aligned ourselves. It is hard to move with them and they are of fire. That they can burn powers of darkness. Many times when the church calls fire,
would
have thought angels of fire, let them manifest. But it is hard to manifest. And hearts of people are filled of unrighteousness. For them to make it consumed of the fire. You know, one day God released commands. And he says, now the Levites, the other will offer sacrifice on God's altar. Now what the sons of Aaron did, they said, even our father who birthed us is a Levite, which we are. If they didn't choose us or they chose us, whether we have sins, let's go lighten the altar and we offer. As we are lighting the altar, fire came to consume them. They forgot there was the angel of fire in charge of those offerings. And they lightened the fire and they put offerings on it. The fire left the offerings and it consumed them. And they became black very well. They took away the dead bodies, they buried them. You know, it's long and taken long us to see angels of fire in charge. Many, many
uncountable
years. For not many of us align ourselves to work with them. You know, to draw close to the fire which burns evil.
The fire which burns evil and powers of darkness. You know, our Lord was just explaining scriptures. And people felt a fire burning in their hearts.
So, Abouganda.
Now, brethren,
in all you want to put
being in the spirit of fear of God,
you
first hate evil, pride and arrogance, a perverse mouth,
to
help the people get from evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as you who want to serve God,
and
the disciple and servant of God, none of us has been called in church to sit. Everyone has been given a gift.
In
the measure of grace of their gift, of their ministration. But we want the victory and not to fail. We need all the groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It means what? And under spirit of fear of God, whom end and see puts the lake of fire on
to
those who never fear him.
We too
must have aligned ourselves well. At least we give ourselves faith in the counsels of God's words. And we do a work in ourselves. And we align ourselves. And we know the words of God. And then we preach it to others. We turn them to leave the evil. When it tells us in Jeremiah 23, verses
22,
it speaks with us saying this. That if they take time
to
sit in the councils of God's word, they would have drawn his people to understand his words.
You
know, the words of God are a consuming fire on the other side. And them to work with the spirit of fear of God and the group of these angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus, someone of fire.
After
the word of God itself being a consuming fire,
he
said, if you sit in the counsels of his words and you draw his people to understand his words, you can cause them to leave their evil acts
and
to get out of the evil ways. This is what happens. You reach a time when you explain the words. The Holy Spirit remains look at people's hearts. And he said, I need to give this person this word as life. As in John 6:63. That person speak of the Lord. And it goes as life.
Elsewhere
it can pass through the spirit of fire, that of fear of God. And
you have
seen in you and you feel a fire in that heart. A burning in the heart.
And
it can pass through the spirit of counsel. According how it checks your heart. Let me bring it as a counsel.
Feel
the scripture suggesting how you see when you leave your sins. Those who are hard-hearted, it comes like a consuming fire. And if you fail it, the angel fulfilling it also joins his hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, what I try to bring to you, you move on and understand what's under spirit of fear of God is the one who makes the sixth seal, which is filled of every threatening thing. And one of the extremes are these. Before I move on to explain what can follow and how you can prepare yourself, you know, this generation, we need to speak the word filled of the life of God.
Where
it needs it come like a consuming fire, it comes like that.
And
no more can be joked with.
Some
of the last commands this year, of the spirit of fear of God, we encourage people telling them that if you refuse to fear God and you hate evil,
still
you meant to fear him after it all. For he has to bring the extreme fear and awe. There are startles and those which wind it up. According to how he speaks in this seal, in Revelation 6, in verses 12, he speaks and he says this. Revelation 6:12.
Nendaba, newaba ekikankana ekinene, enjuba n'eddugala ng'olugoye olw'ebyoya, n'omwezi gwonna ne guba ng'omusaayi. 13. N'emmunyeenye ez'omugulu ne zigwa ku nsi, ng'omutiini bwe gukunkumula amagu gaagwo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bw'oba obikudde essiru ey'omukaaga,
when you open the sixth seal,
ey'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
the spirit of fear of God,
byonna by'owuliramu bijjudde kutya kwo.
All things we hear, we need a field of fear.
Kubanga ebinaddirira ku lunaku lwa Mukama ng'akomawo.
What will follow on the day of the Lord as he comes back?
Enjuba ejja kulekerawo okwaka.
The sun will stop giving its light.
N'omwezi.
Even the moon.
Then
you'll see the awe under the sun.
We've
been boasting much about it. Now the stars, them two will begin to fall down. But we told you a star is something very big. The star, many times you don't see them. We only see a reflection of light from it.
But they
are even bigger than the 10 planets.
A
star is bigger than the planet Earth, even the other planets. One single star. If they will throw their bodies on this world, all the rest are of the fear of God. But what surprises most, in that time though you will fear, it will not save you. For the sun has to stop giving its light,
no,
and the moon, even the falling of stars, when Jesus has come his second time, and is brought and lifted his saints, taken them. Now the evil, they will remain in a great awe on this world. Whether they want it or not, they have to fear God. But it no more helps them. Now we warn people when there's still time that fear God. You hate evil and help many get from evil. The one who wants to work under this Holy Spirit with his fullness.
In
this time we see the last description of the spirit of fear of God and the group of angels of fire. You have to be careful of those words. It is threatening to minister something and you can't bring fear of God in the people, to hate all the evils of every form. Help them to get from those evils. You know, you may be preaching every time you preach under the sun, but you are not in spirit. For to be in spirit means a broad word. It means to bring out fullness of the Holy Spirit. At least you can decide to concentrate the spirit of fear of God.
And
you try to see people hate evil, it's you to be the first example. Let me tell you one of the last things
that
they
are
in charge of, lake of fire. In their group, no angel fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Other groups of angels, they are those who fell. Now, if it's you in charge of the lake to melt the others,
and
you can't get foolish and you get corrupted.
So we talk about it.
If you want to make people know, there is a great fear of God beyond what we speak of. You know, when we teach people, and we tell them hell, lake of fire,
yes,
praise Jesus. And people say we are threatening people. Let me tell you one thing. If you want to fear today, you will fear no matter how long it will be. It's good you fear right on this world. Must say on you, for you understood the fear. The fear of God is to hate evil. To help men get from evil.
But
when we speak of hell, like we had the spirit of power, in the fourth seal, we want you to get the fear of God,
that
to not handle you with a mighty arm, to fear him by force, and you no more get saved. When you stand the spirit of fear of God, and
you
sealed in wild words behind it, when we tell you of the lake of fire,
you want to get saved
of the fury and the wrath of God.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. And you fear God when there's still time. And you can decide for yourself. Don't need God to force you, for if you refuse, still you will force you forget the word which forces people. He told them every tongue.
You
must confess Jesus is Lord. And every name, it has to bow.
To bow
for God.
He
didn't say only those who confess me. He said every time, everything speaking. Nothing which never speaks. If you are down, you'll reach the spiritual world, you'll be speaking there. Your spirit did come down. And the dumb person dreams when they are speaking in their dreams. He said every tongue will confess.
You will confess
from where it's upon you. This day you are free to confess after believing with your heart. And you begin to bow for God.
It's
to hate evil. Not to bow with your needs like this. Not like that. Your bowing is in hating evil. As you put this list down,
it says whatever
you command, I believe in them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. But if it's not like that,
you
hear him by force to the lake of fire.
You will
say, Lord, you are holy.
I told you,
in the world, now you realize I'm Lord.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
So,
after we know the wrath and fury like that,
we
all people reconciled with God while in the world.
But
we do all this under spirit of fear of God.
But
many people are upon the gifts of this world.
Houses
and things like that. Houses and planes and cars. And they forget to preach the people to fear God. They will end up in the fearing of him by force. Before I hit on the angels of fire, those to gather on the other day, you the evil, who refuses to repent
into
your evil things. You know, God said, I'm going to gather them in my city, Jerusalem of heaven, and I'll pour fire on them. In the lake of fire. And they know that me, the Lord, I burn. Now remember, the lake of fire is eternal death. You are there dying, you don't die. And you repent. Lord, I will not do it again. Nothing. I told you what. You thought it was a joke.
So tumuulira ebyo.
Now we preach that.
Musirwa yolabiyamu ebintu byonna byakutya.
In that still everything in it is of fear.
Era bwe tubadde nga abagikwata katono gibikulaga.
As we open it a little.
Ne tulaga njuba erekerawo.
So the sun will stop giving light.
Omwezi nagwo.
The moon too.
Emunyenye nga zigwa.
The stars will be falling.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
It begins
to tell you threatening things. What we know is because the seal with the spirit of fear of God, all things it brings out are of the fear of God. And not that they are only where we read. They are filled in all scriptures of truth as the Bible is. And they are filled of fear. And say, when you do this, I'll do this to you. All that enters us in fear of God. But sometimes we refuse.
And
say, you will fear by force. After I will gather you. According to Ezekiel. Let's read and read here.
Ezekiel,
Esulayabi, Mubiri, Ezekiel 22, from verse 17.
Awe kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigirira nga kyogera. Nti omwana w'omuntu, ennyumba ya Isirayiri efuuse masengere gyendi. Bonna bikomo na masasi na byuma, na mabati wakati mu kikoomi. Bo masengere ga feza.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Tuongere ku ddoboozi lyo, oba mutwongere wali oba wano. Simanyi ani ali wansi.
Ezekiel esula ya 22 olunyole 17.
Ezekiel 22 verse 17.
Awe kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera olunyole 18. Nti omwana w'omuntu ennyumba ya Isirayiri efuuse masengere gyendi. Bonna bikomo na masasi na byuma na mabati wakati mu kikoomi. Bo masengere ga feza. Olunyole 19. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, kubanga mwenna mufuuse masengere, laba, kyendiva mbakuŋŋaanya mu Yerusaalemi wakati. Olunyolo abiri. Nga bwe bakuŋŋaanya feeza, n'ebikomo, n'ebyuma, n'amabaati, n'amasasi, mu kyoto wakati, okubifukutako omuliro, okubisaanuusa. Bwe ntyo, bwe ndikuŋŋaanya mmwe, nga ndiko obusungu, n'ekiruyi. Era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Have
you heard that word?
Ali kuŋŋaanya.
He will gather.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
In the Jerusalem of heaven.
N'ateeka mu kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu.
In the golden altar of God.
Ekiri mu masekkati ga bakerubi.
Which is in the midst of the cherubim.
N'afukutako omuliro n'asaanuusa.
And blow fire on them to melt.
Omanyi kye bayita osaanuusa
omwoyo. You know what it means to melt a spirit? Have you ever burnt a jerrycan?
Plastic
material?
And
you burn it as it's pouring down.
And it captures
again, you burn it afresh. You know it never finishes. It is in that cycle. You keep melting it.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
I don't know more. You embed a Jokuba Mbono.
Now, the spirit, that's the situation your spirit will be when you refuse to fear God.
You know,
people say God is love, yes. But he's opposite.
After
God flows the streams of living waters on the side, on the side becomes a stream of fire. And they tell you God is a consuming fire. On this side they say God is life. Now where have you chosen? The word is like this. All those God told them to ask, he wanted us to fear him. Not in the fear. This fear of hating evil.
Not
to go there. We fear you so much. Not by talk.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He'll
tell you, go wrong in the dust that you fear him.
He
tells you, live evil.
You
don't get destroyed.
That's
what he calls fearing him.
Not
to roll in the dust to prove him you fear him.
okumutya kuchia wachibi
here he is head evil
yamba banji kuva muchibi
help men get out of evil
uja kubira wansi umwe yokutya mukama
will be under the spirit of fear of God
ile uja kuba na siri ya katonda
you will have the seal of God
yogera kutya mukama
which speaks of the fear of God
uja subura kula na chibinja cha malaika bo muri
will be able to work with a group of angels of fire
uze tubasoma ko kumara kasira
we started of them for some time
na emiri mujabu
with their works.
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus so much. What I try to bring to you,
the
under spirit of fear of God, they are a wild word there, and they are of fury.
Now,
what you read under seal, in Revelation 6:12, that the sun stopped giving its light. You know what it means, the sun to stop giving its light? I have
already
explained Revelation.
That
the sun would have poured the fire in it right down here.
It would
just black to stop giving light. The fire you see in the sun, it would have poured it on the world. It
has
gotten a lake of fire in the first world where we are.
But
when we read scripture, they show that the God struck the part of the sun and it poured the fire and part of the heat. And it got blacked.
The sun is
bigger than the planet many times. If they tell me it poured its fire a great portion of it, the one who got light sunshine there, in the beginning which have been light rays, and it's the fire falling. The fire hailstorm. Now, all the words which are in the sixth seal of the spirit of fear of God, they are filled of fear.
Don't fear God till
you hate evil and to help many come from evil. You will fear him no matter how long it
will
be. That's why we will preach the gospel. We preach and we leave it to you.
But
if you refuse them, you will beat them no matter how long it
will
be. Now as you are a preacher, a teacher, a pastor, a prophet, apostle, musicians, we preach the gospel. We sing.
There
are times we sing or preach. And we have the spirit of fear of God.
To
send the gospel fear which will come upon you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We believe work with angels of fire. The many brethren like today. For them too.
Both
their command of throwing in the lake of fire is there. We too would have enjoyed to throw people there. You know these angels of fire. Those on the horses of fire. They know what a fire is, how it burns.
There are
scriptures they are meant to fulfill. They want much to
fulfill them
as they help us get from that wrath. And they are preached in their fury.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
You know,
the fear of God, we don't preach them in grace. And we don't more preach the gospel that is of grace. You know what we call the gospel of grace? Is this one we preach right now?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This is the gospel of grace. For the one who has no
grace upon
you, they don't warn you of the evil which is next upon you. Is it not that?
A
person with mercy upon you and they love you, they tell you the danger which can follow in the thing you are doing, and they show you the way to save you.
Now,
nothing is beyond the gospel grace like we preach now, mostly as you hear now. This is the gospel of too much grace. Grace is abounding much.
You have
not yet seen it.
You want to tell
you God, Jesus
died.
You know we preach gospel of grace.
You know that
Jesus died for you. Now there's no more sin.
Don't
you see? The blood took away all those sins. That's
not the gospel.
That's the gospel of destruction.
But
this we speak of now,
that
there is the lake of fire. That is the gospel of grace.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. This gospel of grace. They preach the gospel of grace. Yet they preach the gospel of destruction. Who is more merciful
than
someone who warns you of hell? Who is more merciful?
Someone
refusing you to do what will cause you fall in the lake of fire.
And
they tell you of the fury within it. Who has this breast like that? You know, he
said,
no one has a love like he has.
Person
who gave up his life to save ours.
Yet,
saving it, he had to go to hell. Our beatings on the world and in hell. But that is what they call grace.
Now,
after you will play with the nets,
Bible
warns you and it says, as we move on to sin and grace abounds, and
it
says, woe unto us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now, brethren,
the words
which fall under the spirit of fear of God in this seal, all of them are filled of fear.
And
you have to prove in your preaching of the gospel as the word of God is.
You
have to bring the fear of God to hate evil and the fruits of it, all of them. Help many get out of evil.
You
know, you go preach, you leave people clothing, ministry, quarreling, doing fun things. Those who hate each other, you leave them. Those who are self-seeking. Many things you leave in the midst. People have not hated them, yet God hated them. You know you have to hate what God hates. He enjoys that. He told us in Revelation that because you be this and this, me too I hate which is good. What he hates is what you
hate.
You will prove you fear him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If what he hates is what you do, we have not yet feared God.
When
you are one of you who misses your colleagues. God says, I came to join you, become one person, you are dividing the people.
Ezekiel
22:21.
Nemba fukutako omuliro ogw'obusungu bwange namwe mulisanuka wakati mucho. 22 ng'effeeza bwesanukira wakati mucyoto namwe bwe mulisanukira we mutyo wakati mucho. Kale mulimanya nganze mukama mbafuseeko ekiruyi kyange.
Now you will know I the Lord
mbafuseeko ekiruyi kyange
powered by wrath. But as we speak this,
and
pass through the wrath,
then
here we speak of fury.
The
wrath, it works in hell. In the fourth
seal
of the spirit of power, there is wrath. Here he joins two. Wrath and fury. You know, if you have wrath, you can beat someone 20 stripes and you leave them. But if you have fury, you beat them and you trample them. And you
put
them on the wall, you kick them till they die. Yet you're still panting for more. You want to beat the fury. wants to come more. Yes, he was with praise you. Jesus.
You see,
that day you will know I God. You know, God said, fear me when it's early.
And
he said, I'll fear him. Then you will fear him no matter how long it will be. That's why when we preach, we don't do things so much
that
someone
can
give up. Slow and it fails. You will get it by force.
Yes, we have
a Jesus
song.
And don't fear to tell people the right things. Don't mind of their monies.
You know,
you see people pankers who refuse to speak truth.
You see someone taking
10 million in the basket.
Or 20
million of
fatty.
And you refuse to.
But
you refuse. Until they will see it. If you
do
refuse, you will see of it.
Ezekiel
18.
When
you say one the evil, you will die.
Then
you refuse to warn them. And they die in unrighteousness.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You die in that unrighteousness. But it will be counted on you yourself. What meaning they give 100 million?
Tithe
and the offerings.
Fear
them, you destroy yourself and you destroy them.
I don't
know how you the spirit of fear in this life and ministrations. Even in the life, you have to be like that.
You don't need
to threaten you to fear God. What are you doing that you want every time to be in that life? When you learn to fear God yourself,
now
they call them and you despise God, they will not come. Many times people despise God.
The
word is told you do this.
You said,
me, I have my character.
But
I fear God, do I have my character? Friend, you will fear him. That is the truth. Which you say it is sour and bitter. Every medicine heals. When it is sour, medicine which heals is bitter. Don't worry, when you swallow it, you get healed. You will be healed of evil and sin. That will enter the good life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ezekiel esula ya 22 olunyolwa 23.
Ezekiel 22:23.
Awe kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu kigambe nti gwe olinsi eterongosebwa. So totonyebwangako nkuba ku lunaku olw'okunyiigirako. 25. Waliwo okwekobaana kw'abannabbi baakyo wakati mu kyo ng'empologoma ewuluguma etaagulataagula omuyiggo. Balidde emmeeme z'abantu, banyaga ebyobugagga n'ebyomuwendo omungi.
Obunyazi kakati ebyo ebintu ebyo.
Out of the things.
Manyi bannabbi.
You know the prophets and the ministers.
Balinga kati mpologoma.
They are like lions.
Bakuba crusade
nkuna. They make crusades.
Bazija kunyaga.
Crusades, they have come to grab people's things.
They bafayo obo obo
yono na obo kola kikoma. It's upon you. They don't bring you fear.
I know what I'm saying.
Robbery and in destroying souls. If they don't preach you fear of God, you will get destroyed, I tell you. Let me tell you. Accept we preach the fear of God. Accept to fear God in you and you're no more forced over it. Don't need every time to emphasize laws your way. Become the Lord yourself.
Be like
angels of fire.
We
shall not get destroyed in what we work in. They work in fire. And then they see the, one of them being thrown there. It's you preaching hell.
Which
one? You accept to get
saved.
And tomorrow it comes when you are in hell. Or you are in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
if you know things to threaten, physical threatening. This is not physical human threatening. This is real fear.
Even
if you resist, for because it's real, you will meet it. That is why
you will
regret. I wish I left I left that vile act. I left that big mouth which speaks much.
The
thing and all arrogancy.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Church,
you're there about your life. You have your own life.
Not
the life you got is of Jesus.
For
it's not yours, it's for Jesus. And you clothe the Christ. You have to appear like Christ. We are no more yours. If they will be yours, you will make that life get lost.
Prophets
have condemned in the city to destroy the souls.
And they
don't mind whether you get destroyed. Let's read and we hear.
Ezekiel esula yabiri mwebiri olunyola biri mwetano.
Ezekiel 22:25.
Waliwo okwekobana kw'abannabbi bacho wakati mucho ng'empologoma ewuluguma etagula tagula omuyiggo. Balidde emmeeme z'abantu banyaga ebyobugagga n'ebyomuwendo mungi. Bafudde bannamwandu bacho okuba abangi wakati mucho. Olwabiri mw'omukaaga bakabona bacho bajiridde ekyejo amateeka gange era bagwagwawazizza ebintu byange ebitukuvu. Tebawuddeemu bitukuvu n'ebitali bitukuvu, so tebayigiriza bantu okwawulamu ebitali birongoofu n'ebirongoofu.
Kakati ebyo tebakyakuyigiriza Katonda.
They teach you the fear of God.
Bakugamba jangu nga bw'oli.
They tell you come as you are.
Nawe n'ojjanga oba oyambadde
otya. You come clothing how?
And
you painted your eyes. You cut off your lashes and painted
your eyes.
And you write one pointed up like that. And I don't know, you are like, what?
You
don't separate what God wants and what he doesn't want. What are of the fear of God and what are not? And everyone is in there.
They might
want to bring things and we go. The spirit of fear of God sees them. Them too have not feared God.
And they have not
helped any person to fear God.
To leave
their evil sins.
The
acts which God never wants.
And
to help men live those actions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
know of one thing.
That
we've opened a pew on this seal of the spirit of fear of God, the 6th seal. We've told you there are many, for Bible is filled of those words.
These
angels of fire are there to fulfill them.
They
help you like you are
to fulfill them.
In the lake of fire when they've thrown you there.
Now
remember one thing.
In the
spirit of fire of power in the fourth seal, we saw things there. The things of power. You leave that aside. Those are of hell.
Here
we are in the fear of God. Issues of fire to the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
things which are threatening. The sun to pour its fire. The moon to. The stars to fall with the thunders. Those are the first starting samples.
oyolekera wali eri gye bagenda osaanuisiza
emyoyo souls.
Olaba akaliro katono kagwa kuguna
omubiri. Wonder what is that experience?
Naye eri kusaanuusa myoyo.
But inhale to melt spirit.
Enyanja y'omuliro.
The lake of fire.
Kati jukira bagenda kujja mu geyena.
Now remember they will get you from hell.
Otegedde bulungi.
Understood well.
Kati bakuleete.
They will bring you.
Gye bagenda okufukutira kaka.
Where they will to melt fire on you.
Okusinziira wano ku bikulirwa esula y'eno ey'amakumi abiri.
According to Revelation 20.
Bino bye bigambo ebiri wansi w'omwoyo ogutya Mukama.
These are the words under the spirit of fear of God.
Zisirwa enkambo ezisembayo.
These are the wild lust seals.
Ezisiri ku mwoyo ogutya Mukama.
Which seal the spirit of fear of God.
N'ekibinja kya malayika ab'omuliro.
And the group of angels of fire.
Ffe twagala kuweereza Katonda era tuweereza Katonda omulamu.
We want to serve God and we are serving the living God.
Twagala kukikomyanga leero.
We don't want to end it like today.
Yesu, lwaki tumanya ebigambo ebikulu?
That's why we know the great words.
Ebisinga okutunyweza.
Which must hold us strong.
Era nga tubuulira abantu.
And we preach to people.
Atubeera banywevu bulijjo.
We are strong every day.
Atusomee olunyo lw'ekkumi n'esatu.
Let's read verse 13.
Kubikulirwa esula ya makumi abiri onyirwa kumi na satu.
Revelation 20 verse 13.
N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abalimu n'okufa n'amagombe nebireeta abafu abalimu.
Kaakati tetwasoma ku musiru eri ey'okuna.
We did read the fourth seal
y'omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Of the spirit of power.
Ennyanja biwabika na nnimi na mawanga.
They see these are clans, nations, and languages.
Kufa mumumanyi malaika w'okufa.
You know death, the angel of death.
Ne magombe mumumanyi.
Hell, you know him.
Malaika akora mbonyo
budabu. The angel walking the bottomless pits.
Kuruna ajja kubaga nedda.
This time
eri gye tubadde tubatadde.
Where we had put them.
Babadde ku samples.
They have been on samples.
Babadde ku busungu.
They have been on the wrath.
Atubaleese ku kiruyi.
We brought them on the fury and the wrath double.
Era bajja kubakwasa bamalayika
b'omuliro. Our job is done.
Baabagamba bati Katonda ne
bagamba.
Netubakwasa omukono gw'ekyuma.
Kye
tubakoze mmange
obunya obunakoma.
Kaakati balina emputu omanyi. Omusirusiru bw'omuteeka mu kinuwa
muno.
Wamu n'eki? N'ebinyeebwa oba kasooli.
Kasooli
agondamu.
The maize. Get soaked.
Naye omusiru omujja mutakozi.
But a fool you get it from the grinder.
Omanyi geyena kinu kya Mukama.
Is the grinder of God.
Bakuse kuletwa eryo.
They press and knock that head.
Ne bakujjamu nga totonda.
And they get out when
they're not soaked. Ne bakutwala mu nyanja y'omuliro gye basaanuusa.
They take you to the lake of fire where they melt.
Ongategedde akakodi.
And they melt you. Understand the trick?
Geyena
hell
obunya obutakoma
bottomless pit
ekomera lyakatonda
the prison of God
itwala bakusiwe yokuna
so in the fourth seal
ey'omwoyo w'amaanyi
the spirit of power
ne bamalayika ab'okufa n'amagombe
angels of death and hell
kinu
it is a grinder
naye olw'okuba abasirusiru bonna
baguddeyo all fools have fallen there
abaganye ekigambo kya
those who refuse the word of God
babasekura
they are grinding them
babajjamu nga teba
they get them when they have not softened
akati ne baliyita ne basaanuusiza
bring them melt them in there
nebabase kwegamba eno bagonderayo
here they soaked in the lake of fire
Mukama face here was
praise the Lord Jesus
somesa mbadde mbuza
Dija I'm asking
wano botlaga hell
when you show us hell
eriyemo
which is one
nayo yogera kukomea lya Katonda
but you speak of the prison of God
ateno yogene kunideyo muliro
and you speak of the lake of fire
bire mushifo chimo
ba are they in the same place oh
akati geyena
now hell
yekomera lya Katonda
it is the prison of God it is the bottomless pit
ojitegede
manya
ganja wulo
these are different
ga kunyonyole yikolebo ga
which explain you what is done there
ekigambo hero kyakozesewa bulimi lw'ebulaniya
the word hell was written in the Hebrew language
oba kunganyiza ekisasi
byabyo kya the rubbish to burn it
oba ekyayitibwa nga geyena
or what was called hell
mulimi lw'ebulaniya
in the Hebrew
kyabiranga ekifo ekyo
it was that place it was there
abakunganyiza ebintu ebikadde ebitalina makulu
old and useless rubbish there
ne babyokya
they burnt them there
olulimi ne lukozesa nti hero
the language used the hell
nga bwe baalina experience y'ebifo ebyo
they had experience of that place
kyeyayitamu okubanyonnyola kikiri ekifo kifaanana kitya
passed through to explain them what the other place appears like
erinnya lyakyo eryandibadde kkulu
but its major word
ebire erisinga obukulu
its major name
tuliyita kumera lya Katonda
we call it the prison of God of the evil spirits of the rebellious
erinnya eriraga obuzibu n'emitawaana gyalyo,
the name which shows the hardness and the troubles there,
bwe bunnya obutakoma,
it is the bottomless pit.
Bakulaga kasi togwayo tojja
kuvaayo, they show you if you fall in you can't get out,
bakiyita obunnya obutakoma. Amannya ago,
all the bottomless pit, those names
gannyonnyola emitawaana,
they explain the troubles.
Yes, he was
raised
here. Now,
the lake of fire is another, it's called the lake of fire. Hell is found in the kingdom of the stars. And the lake of fire, it begins from the city of God, in the Jerusalem of heaven, in the midst of the cherubims. That is the difference there. Tell you in Revelation 20, verse 13, that the sea brought the dead in it, not the physical sea, the clans, nations, and languages. Revelation 17:15, and death to
you.
You know, those are angels working on death, even hell. You know, the angel of hell. And they brought out gave to the hands of angels of fire.
It
means they have to get them from the bottomless pits, where they have been, in the grinder, and they grind them, they don't hear, and they don't soften, and they move them up to melt them. Now, friends,
if you don't clap
for it,
yes, he was
praise Jesus. That is how it is. The other last question. We started that after judgment, all these heavens will pass away. Then we go back to the Father in the new heavens. Now, when these will have passed away, will hell remain? Will the lake of fire remain? Yet, since it's in the city of God, which will pass away, there, that's where its source beginning is.
It begins
from there, going back to its source. It goes back to what we call above the heavens. It ends up in the seraphim number 6. It's called the spirit of fear of God. When you ask where the spirit of wisdom is,
and
where is understanding, they will tell you
it's
not in the heavens and the earth which is, but it's based above the heavens, and it comes to work in the heavens and earth which are.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Now the truth is this. The real lake of fire is the spirit of fear of God.
It's
called Seraph number 6.
The
one who causes God to be called the consuming fire. Here we teach it in the beginning wisdom. We don't show you straight where this lake goes to. But the head may explode thinking much. Above, and then we tell you it flows to above. The first peak that it begins there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
For even people
don't know where the lake of fire, where hell is, then you tell them lake of fire. They have not been teaching in the world. Being in church, learning all ways, but not reaching in understanding. As
you choose
that yesterday, the fifth seal. And
you
see, all ways they are learning, not reaching in understanding.
We got
lake of fire and we didn't know where it is. And others didn't separate them. Maybe hell is the lake of fire.
What?
And they give up on that.
These
are the great things we were meant to know initially.
You
know what the younger first fears?
Every
fire around home, they have feared it much.
You
get to understand that.
And
in the pigs, a young infant, no home.
When they see it,
it don't touch it.
They touch
the food, still at the temples.
When
they touched and it burnt their fingers. Even though you cook, don't trouble yourself. Touch the fire there. You will never get close to it again.
That's why
we must learn in salvation.
With
that fire, we avoid it.
We
Gamba hell and the torment we walk moving, saying, I will not fall in hell. After we
know
the fire.
And
he said, no, I don't
want in the fire.
Now, let's be like those children. We shall move very well. And
you
went to be taught how to cook, you know how the fire burns. Today we cook by it. As the you cook the gospel.
We cook
on the altar of hell and the lake of fire. We
base
on it to preach to the people. If they were not there, we would have had nothing to tell the people. But we learned how to cook on it.
We tear
the gospel,
we
cook right on it.
And we are careful
not to touch in, to fall in there.
And
we preach to others.
You know that.
And it moves always like that. Issues of preaching.
When
you preach the gospel, you put hell and boil it there.
You
shouldn't fall there.
Everything
you preach, you see they shouldn't fall in the fire. Me too, I shouldn't fall there.
And
we learn to be very self-controlled always. Let me end there on the questions.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. In the sixth seal of the spirit of fear of God and the group of angels of fire, we speak a few of those which are in that seal. But we have said, but we've said many scriptures which are under spirit of fear of God and they are fulfilled of angels of fire. As we first read their works in some time back, when we accept to serve with them and they help us to burn powers of darkness, to heal sickness and things like those. But if we rebel, for when others rebel,
then
they wait for judgment, for they will be cast in the lake of fire. We shall be seated carrying judgment out as saints. The one we judge, the one we
throw.
Those we judge.
Yes, you have
praise God. Jesus so much.
We
would have said those angels have no mercy. These are the last commands they have. You know, let me tell you one thing. When we preach the gospel, preach the gospel of fear of God, if someone falls, let them fall in hell.
You
tell them you get to destroy if you don't repent. And you get bold before them always. And at least when they change, you say amen. God have not put a fire on their heads.
I've
saved them rather. But those who put fires on their heads, and we know all the words have told them they're going to die.
amenyesemenyese agaanye okukkakkana akalambadde omutima naye erife abaana ba
katonda
tuwulira ebigambo bya
katonda
katusome ku bikulirwa eno
ku bikulirwa essula ya 20 olunya olwa 13 n'ennyanja n'ereeta abafa abalimu n'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafa abalimu ne basalirwa omusango buli muntu ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali olw'14 n'okufa n'amagombe ne bisulibwa mu nnyanja y'omuliro eyo kwe kufa okwokubiri ennyanja ey'omuliro
amaanyi
g'okufa ne magombe
ge
babadde bakozesa
era ge bakozesa ne leero nago
bajja kugateeka mu
magombenyanja y'omuliro
obisiŋŋaana emirundi egyo ebikola ku kufa endwadde mubimanyi bulungi ekitala enjala n'ensolo byonna obisangayo
nga
buliyo ensolo naye nga tumanyi
nagyeva
ejjambiya
bbomu
ezibaluka omusujja
siriimu HIV
kansa ngaaluma
affecting you.
Buli kufa kyabadde akozesa.
Everything death has been
used. Ekyogerwako mu kubikulirwa essuula
ey'omukaaga. Spoken of in Revelation 6.
Olw'omusanvu olw'omunaana.
Verses 7 and 8.
Yakisangayo mu nnyanja
y'omuliro. Find it in the lake of fire.
Kye bayita ba mu emirudabwe. Busungu na kiruyi.
Double portion wrath and fury.
Kati ne magombe byabadde akozesa.
Even what hell has been using.
Emisota.
The serpents.
Ojja kugenda ali omwetegereze.
You'll go there, look at him.
Enjegere.
The chains.
Ennyondo obubazzi
the axe
byonna obisanga
enosaanuusibwa ate
olaba ennyondo ejja egira
hammer come rolling your way hit that head
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So what about we are going to talk about?
When you speak of fear of God.
Mulimu omuntu n'agamba nzete muntu isatisa.
He don't threaten me.
tetujja nnyabo basebo
kuisanaye
akagiri kootalina buyinza kulemera mwoyo
gwo
ojja kulaba
ekinaakuddira
sigwasoosa okuba n'olugezigezi bwe
rutyo
abamalala bangi abayise wansi
w'enjuba naye
tebakyaliwo abayogera nalaba omubi
ng'agulumiakaseera
katono nga
takyaliwo
nebuona agulumira
otyo
sigwasoose olaba ne gaddafi yalinnya bayibuli
takyaliwo
bayitira bonna tebakyaliwo bangi abamalala ate katonda bw'asirika oba olowooza mwenkana
naye
n'alyoka abikuleetako mu lunaku
lumu nga lumu
ekyo ekigambo gye kisembayo
ky'osoma
mu zabbuli
ey'ataano
ayogera nti mwabikola byonna n'ensirika
ne
mulowooza twenkanankana naye nti bikuleetako mu lunaku lumu
lwerwa
ennyanja y'omuliro
anti
eby'emagombe n'ebyennyanja byonna obisanga
omwo
oba bakyakusanuusa obugere
wansi
oba ekijjambiya
n'ozoka
okuba enduulu ogwe ekitale
ekikuyiseemu
oba okyaleekaana ekitala we kifumise ne walwala
kansa
ng'aluma agati we tukubuulira ebigambo
bwemwanaagamba
mulekerawo tutiisatiisana ayagala okutya katonda mutye
obudde bukyaliwo
olunaku oluba luyita leero
era
oba owulira eddoboozi lya mukama katonda wo tokakanyaza mutima
gwo
ng'abaamugezaako mu ddungu ne balaba obusungu bw'emyaka
40
obwo nno bwalibwa wano ku
nsi
naye obwennyanja y'omuliro si bwa nnaku
40
bwa nnaku ki
aditegere ebiri mu siru y'omwoyo w'okutya mukama
era
bw'otambulanga ng'oyogera nti ntya
katonda
olowooza amakulu gaakyo ne gyekikoma
kubanga
wandyeyibadde
naye
mutume bwanaabatandaba
nkola
byenjagala
tetusisinkana
nga mulaga ntya nnyo mutume mukama yeebazibwe mutume wa mukama
mukama
yeebale kukutuma gye tuli
munnange
n'otubuulidde ebigambo
ebikuwodde
eringoga
balowooza
be batumibwa
bokka
naffe
tubikolewa
kakati wekola ebyo ebintu
byoweka
naye ku luli tujja biraba
ffenna
bikole eyo weka
olunaku
lw'omusango tubirabe
ffenna
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus.
Omanyi omuntu ali awo atudde naye.
Omuntu gwe
omutima gwo
gutunulemu.
Kubanga gwakufera nawe n'otufera. Gwakufera obukuusa
nemuddayo
nemukola
byemukola.
N'odda wano n'otulaga ekifaananyi
ekirala.
Naye ojja kutya mukama
tonnawe
bayibuli yegera naye tugamba
ye
omwoyo omutukuvu yali mutume
pawulo
ekyokubiri essuula
ey'okutaanon'olunya
olw'ekkumi n'olumu n'agamba
bw'ati
bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ya kutaano nyiirwa kumi na lumu kale bwe tumanya entiisa ya Katonda waffe
olulimi oluzungu bagamba bwe tumanya okutya kwa Katonda manyi mu Luganda bakyongeramu entiisa naye ekyo ekigambo okutya omanyi oyinza okuba tonnamanya kutya
naye
bwe tumala ffe gibikulirwa mu
siiro
ani ayina oluzungu batusomere mu
luzungu
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11
abakorinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'okutaano oluyiirwa kkumi na lumu
knowing therefore the fear of the Lord
nti naye batumala okumanya okutya kwa mukama
after we know the fear of God
oyani mwoyo wa kutya mukama
that is the spirit of fear of God
ani ayinza okumumanya
who can know him
okuggyako nga leero mukama bw'atuyamba
like today God is helping us
nti bwe tumala okumanya okutya kwa mukama okutya katonda bwe tumanya entiisa
kiki
kituddiira kyetukola
kubanga
atabikuliddwa ntiisa
eyooba
okutya okwo kizibu nnyo n'okusendasenda abantu okuleka
ebibi tuddire
mu lulimi
oluganda
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ya kutaano lunyiirwa kkumi na lumu
2 Corinthians 5:11
kale bwe tumanya okutya mukama tusendasenda abantu
tusome nga bwe luli balutegedde
kale bwe tumanya entiisa ya mukama waffe tusendasenda abantu naye tulabisibwa eri Katonda
nti bwe tumala okumanya entiisa ya Katonda nga
bweri
oba okutya Katonda gye kukoma kukyawa kibi kuleka buli ekiyitibwa ekibi kyakyawa n'okuyamba abaala okukyakuleka ebibi byonna byakyawa bwe tumanye tutegeera nti singa balemererwa oba bwe nnemererwa okutya mukama kukoma mu nnyanja
yakieyomuliro
awo ne tutandika okusendasenda
abantu
tubuulira naye nga tusendasenda
bannange
mukole bwe muti mukama abaagala
naye
ng'ebyaddala ne bwe tutandi bagambe nti abaagala era agenda bawa ebirungi etugaa naye mutaakole bwe muti mugenda mukgeyeena
yanja
ya muliro oba oliawo temwandibitegedde ate ne mugwayo atugamba bannange
mukama
abawa ebirungi abe bamalayika babaweerezi naye ne waatandi mukuwadde ng'otegedde entiisa ya Katonda era tewaali mutidde
Persuade them.
As if he persuades us to save us. Have you understood it well?
Then we would have told you, I will give you this and that.
Hell is this and that.
Even the leg of God does this.
If you don't give me food,
I'm saved over that.
God, because
you know
that.
We will not promise.
But what, give us of cousin houses.
God too has not refused these things.
But put them there, we preach you.
It's a way of persuading you.
That you can be saved from the lake of fire.
For some, they are not persuaded. They don't believe.
God is the one who fell in the lake of fire.
So to esteem in your command and every sender sender, now blessed that he put what is to persuade us to stay from the lake of fire.
To esteem in you,
we are blessed.
If we put there and we fall there, we would have paid ourselves.
Don't you see that word?
No one persuaded
there, which is put there.
And he heals the lame, raises the dead.
And we come for that.
We say we come, we serve because of that.
Not what God says
about us.
The reason for our salvation is hell and the lake of fire.
Did you know that?
Those who came on the persuasions.
He healed your tumor.
Let me first leave it, they will persuade them to come to me. What shall we give him?
If he puts the hell you were going to.
He puts the car there, puts the house there.
He brings you to heaven with those things.
Now.
And he puts food.
That you will follow him by God till you reach heaven. Let's read and we hear.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri, esula ya kutano, olunyolo kumi nebiri.
2 Corinthians 5:11.
Tetwetendereza nate eri mmwe, wabula okubawa mmwe kye munasinzirangako okwenyumirizanga kubaffe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulabisibwa eri Katonda buli tumala okukola bino byonna.
We appear to God after do all this.
Kubanga bwe tumala okubanga tutegedde obusungu bwa Katonda.
After realizing the wrath of God.
The
fear of God, it ends.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Understand if you refuse the fear of God in the world.
You
hear him by forcing the lake of fire. And you no more get him saved.
You
begin to believe what he told us. Tell them this
and that.
Promise them even this I spoke here. He saved from the hell and the lake of fire. And it
will
get to him, we get to be appreciated.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What most we want to bring to you,
there
will be something we commend ourselves most. Wizards may commend themselves for the cars and the houses.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they don't know they fall in hell and the lake of fire.
Say,
but those,
Bali bubi,
they are bad love.
Being
you commend ourselves equal to theirs.
But
they say
we
went under the ocean and they both said that they gave them wealth. They are well off.
God
tell them you are wretched and beautiful. And they don't know that.
You
too, when you come and sell them. Me too, God gave me a house. Gave me a car and
things.
Get them to have
it.
Nothing you boost over them.
But
what you boost over them. All those God
gives them.
But it saved you of hell and lake of fire.
How
you greater than them?
And
though you don't get
them,
you remain
saying,
still have not got destroyed.
You
have something to boost over. You eat your things. Remember the rich man and Lazarus. You will be in hell making tears there. Me, I'm in heaven.
You
have things to boost beyond that. That's why I want testimonies which are meaningful.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we come to testify, we have major testimonies we begin on.
I
thank God you died for me.
You redeemed
me from hell.
Who
had fallen there.
I
had died in Adam. And I took off the body of heaven. And I
would not
rather be there.
You
raised me from the dead.
You
set me from hell.
You
set me the lake of fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm blessed in the Lord. Now I'm in his garden.
The
garden of God.
I'm
in the city of God.
Amen.
That is a testimony.
Boost
the
best. And
still I thank God for the additions.
The
car he gave me there.
Those
at the children of God, they understand. They have most things to boost over.
Thank God
for the addition.
He told
us in
Matthew
6, verse 33.
First
seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
According
to Hebrews
12:23,
I understood the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. I seek righteousness always through the word and believing in it and in doing it. But I thank him for the addition. For he says, seek the kingdom of righteousness. And he asked me, and thank him, he built me a storied house. It is of three stories. Addition. Another is there in the world.
These
ones don't see value in the things.
And
they have a city. Yes, we have it.
sleep
in that house, you check
on the body.
We shall sleep where you will sleep, you don't have a city.
Let's
have words which are
understandable.
As children of fear God.
Many are to God, but Fenga, Abana,
we are children of God. We think God is equal to gold and silver.
Uliokoga,
never say yes.
Yam, be it day,
you have lost for me.
Abarukan,
brethren.
Okumaja, yes, we have
Jesus had lost for me.
What
we had never built a house.
But
I built a two-roomed house.
Yes, Yam, be it day.
Jesus had lost for me.
Don't
bring those funny stories to us. You order testimonies well.
All the testimonies and thanksgiving.
There are great honorable things
we have.
The affairs of heaven and earth,
they are ours.
If you see
Jesus in the car at the house,
don't
have even a fear of God in you,
when
you equate him to gold and silver. All those we know. Praise Jesus so much. Now we base there to persuade. But what we know, the group of angels of fire, their works as we've seen them, their last thing is to bring the fear of God, whether in peace, whether by force. And that too is what we do. This day we preach unto those who believe, to live sin, to fear God. Yet to those who refuse
him,
tell them they have to fear him by force.
And speak
of what we follow them after rebellion against God.
After God tells you you're not going to die once.
Eternal, everlasting death.
If you die, you don't die.
We know it directly to fear him now. The fear of God is forceful. God is melting the top in
yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Ndokora.
Save me.
Okay. I sent him on the world, you refused him.
That day you will know he is God. Worthy to be feared. Those are the clappings
for
you have gotten revealed. And you become like a young child that burnt a little finger of them. And you begin to fear to touch in the charcoal stove. Even hot sauce, get it, put it there. You leave the child to touch it. Or you put it in the bowl. And they will not burn them much. And they touch it. And they will eat.
Yes, he was with me.
Let's read brief of the angel of fire. Revelations 14:18.
Praise Jesus so much.
The angel from the golden altar of God, which is in the midst of the cherubims, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. As he explains us in Ezekiel, he has the charge over the fire. All the last piece of the fire of God, they end up with the lake of fire. Now, those who want to work under spirit of fear of God and the group of angels of fire, that we move under fear of God, inheriting evil,
and
all its fruits, and help men get from all evil. And we preach the word filled of souls,
and
the light shining to lighten all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we want to minister as this we see in 2 Kings. Angels of fire we work with. We still have things we need to destroy. Powers of darkness,
sickness,
and things like those.
Second Kings 6:15.
Boyagolo kwa kencha na furuma. Laba, ejene mbalasi na magali, ngabazi ingiziza echivuga. Omuduwe na mgambanti, zitu sanzi, mukama wange, tunakola tutia, unyole kumino mkaga. Nadamu ntitotia, kubanga avali na febanjo kusinga avali na vo. Onyole kumi no musambu. Elisa nasaba na yogera nti mukama wange kwega ilide. Omuzibula amasoge alabe. Aumukama nazibula amasoge omulenzi. Nalaba. Aulaba olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much. Angels, thousands of them of fire. They can still be on our side. To serve with us. To heal different sicknesses. To burn the powers of darkness. To create new body parts. Where their human hearts and others. As we first saw of their works. These are their last limits in the seal. No, they are the ones responsible. The day of judgment. All the evil in the lake of fire. Read Revelation 14:18. See the angel in charge of the fire. When you read in Ezekiel 10,
he's
the one who enters there and gets fire. That's to go burn in Sodom and Gomorrah.
There are
many we can do with them, the angels of fire. There are some things, several things in this world need to be burned to finish. And they need to be burned to finish. You know of them. In America, there is a village, a city of the homosexuals. They seated all the villages to be burnt and finished. And you don't pass in that place. When you pass there, they see a virgin who is coming to see there.
Mukama akabuga ako yakogera keddako.
God spoke of that city in Isaiah
19.
That city will be called the city of destruction. Let's put all that there. Get back to a safe, rapid up. What you have understood is one, as we studied works of these angels, we have much to do with them.
But
one of the last things which will make them be in our midst and to work with them. Know what they call the fear of God, hating evil. And to help men get from
here.
Nowhere it ends if you refuse to
fear.
It ends up with a lake of fire. If you know
that, and
you begin to preach persuading people to save them,
you
to save your soul,
weaken
angels of fire to work with you.
And if
don't affect you, can move with them. You can sit on their horses and they are of fire, yet they don't consume you. For you hated evil,
you finish
in your heart.
And
they are not far from you. And they fear to draw close to you, for they can consume you with their fire.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's get back to Revelations. Revelation 6, verses 12. Revelation 6, verses 12.
Kubikulwe sura ya mukago nyiro 12.
Revelation 6:12.
Boyabembula akabonera ko mukaga. Nendaba ne wabe chikanka ne chinene. Enjuba ne dugala ngo lugoyo lwebyoya. No mwezi gonane gubango musayi. Onyole 13. Ne munyenyezo omugulu ne zigwa ku nsi. Omutini bwe gwakunkumula amaguga ago.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
At
that time,
when
it heads on to judgment,
those
read in Matthew 24:29-31, you usually see the coming of the Lord. The sun will stop giving its light, and the moon, the stars will be falling down. There will be a great earthquake. All those words will be words of fear. In that time,
malaika w'okufa n'amagombe,
the angel of death and hell,
bajatandika okuhukinga abonoonyi,
they will begin to hook up the evil,
okubatwala mu kibuga Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu,
take them to the city Jerusalem of heaven.
Era banaabatuusa ku mulyango ku geeti homeland ey'omusanvu,
when they reach them on the seventh homeland, on the seventh streets,
bajja singa nabo bamalayika b'omuliro nga babaaniriza,
find the angels of fire welcoming them,
okubaleeta wali ku muliro ku musanvu,
bring them for judgment.
Ekisinga okwewuunyisa,
what is surprising,
ogwo omuliro gwokka ogwo bamalayika gwe balina kujja sooka okuba nga gwakutandiseeko dda,
fire alone the angels have would have first begun to consume you. And you feel your finishing. And you cannot stand, you're all shaking. You are in a body like a dry stick. That we saw of those who died in Adam. And they refused to raise up. And they don't accept to get raised up.
Now there
will be a problem.
We shall
be heading on to taking away of the fourth heaven. Fourth heaven will be the first to be wrapped up. Don't be there, praise yourself. That you're going to go in the moon. That you've built cities up there. Even others on the other planets. Heaven will be wrapped up, where will you be?
We have
to hold on God when there's still a day called today.
Kubikulilo sura ya mukaga olunyolwe 14.
Revelation 6:14.
Neguru nerijibwao ngomuzingo gwekitabo bweguzingibwa na buli lusozi nekizinga nebijibwao mu bifo byabyo.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga tebinaba kubanga bijibwao.
Before they are wrapped, taken away.
Tumanyi bulungi ensozi zijja kuba zimaze okuyuga.
Mountains would have shaken off under normal there.
Era ensi ijja kuba emaze okuovertaninga.
A world would have had to gotten overturned.
Nga bwe twasomako mu Isaiah 24.
Like we read in Isaiah 24.
Kino kye tuyimiriddeko nga kye kize wa.
What we stand on will get turned up.
Kakati oyiko overi.
And you pour yourself from up.
Nga okeno.
And you get down.
Naye ijja kuba oyita mu isi.
But you'll be passing through just. Remember, the portion of the world up is not hard.
Things
which will happen that they are not easy. Those who started with us the day of the Lord, you remember. How we started the golden altar of God. Where the lake of fire begins.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Some of you now, Uganda.
Now, in all brethren, those will happen. These will what will follow on all kings and rulers of the nations. Revelation 6:15.
Nebekweka mu mpuku ne munyanja ne mu mayinja ag'okunsozi.
Mbajjagezaako okwekweka.
You try to hide.
Ngeguru n'insite binakuzingibwa.
Before heaven and earth rolled up.
Ninga buli kimu kiyuguma buyugu.
Everything will be shaking.
Byonna bijjudde okutya Mukama.
All is filled of fear of God.
Ninga jukira okukujja kuba kutya kwampaka.
Remember, that will be a forceful fear.
You
have to fear whether you want it or not.
But you say that, you know,
in this time,
those in hell would
have been brought out and they are on the world.
Then
the evils will be found on the world will be here. The saints will be still here. And Jesus is coming back. He's going to come back with the saints in the city now. And we shall be translated, ascend up together. The evil who will not have gone to hell, and those in hell, they are to meet, see hell working on the world. As we read last time,
when we started
the golden altar of God,
where
the lake of fire begins.
So, what would you do if you
look at all words in this seal? The sickness seal of the spirit of fear of God. They are all filled of fear. You know what made them fear and they hate? And they saw the Lord coming. They knew what was next. They are taking us.
banange twakava mu
geyena just come from here
abalala tukulabye ebizibu binje munyenye zitukubye tubonyebonye tetufudde
have beaten us we've not died
uya jabanerero musango gwe guddako
coming now judgment is next
omanyi basingo okwera libirira
no what they worry most all
mu Isaiah 3:4
in Isaiah 34
olunyolo kuna ruo kutaba
verses 4 and 5
atusomeye ko katono nga tukomekereza ola
read as we wind
Isaiah sura ya 3:4 olunyolo kuna
Isaiah 34 verses 4
Nejeri oneri omuguru lili abulukuka neguru lili zingibwa ngo muzingo gwempapa Nejeri oneri omuguru lili abulukuka neguru lili zingibwa ngo muzingo gwempapula Nejeri alo lyonna lili yongobera nga kalagala we kayongobera ne kava ku muzabibu era nga kalagala akayongobera we kava ku mutini olokutano kubanga ekitala kyange kinywedde okukutta mu guru laba kiri gwa ku Edomu ne ku bantu ab'ekikolimo kyange olw'omusango
abantu kati bajja kuba bakolimire bonna abali babasigadde
all who remain will be cast
we gambo emitawana nga jigguse
and the troubles would have come
yes olwaki bagenda kudduka nga abagala kwekweka
the reason why they would run wanting to hide in the mountains
ayogera kubayulawo nekitala abatumidde bamalayika abadoni
abenjigire
babatwala ku musango wali
they take them for judgment
ebati obusungu n'ekirui kya katonda
fear the wrath and the fury of God
Isaiah
34:6
ekitala kya mukama kijjudde omusaayi kisavuwadde n'amasavu n'omusaayi gw'abaana b'endiga n'embuzi n'amasavu ag'ensigo z'endiga ennume kubanga mukama alina saddaaka ebbozula n'okutta abangi mu nsi ya Edomu
Yesu
yebazibuye
nga gyabatwala mu kufa kuli okwokubiri
ennyanja
ey'omuliro kusaanuusa myoyo ennaku zonna
atuddeyo
mu kubikulira olabe tulaba ebiri mu siru ey'omukaaga ey'omwoyo w'okutya
mukama
n'ekibinja kya malayika b'omuliro
neyo
kwegamba emirimu gyabwe gisembayo na ntiisa esemberayo ddala n'ennyanja
ey'omuliro
katusome ennyiriri zino ebbiri esatu tukomekereze
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyiriri olwabiri
Revelation 6:20
n'abantu abaasigalawo abatattibwa mubonyobonyo ebyo tebeenenya mu bikolwa by'emikono gyabwe obutasinza balubaale n'ebifaananyi ebya zaabu n'ebya ffeeza n'ebyekikomo
tusomyewa kubikulirwa mukaaga
Revelation 6
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyo lw'15 bamalayika bonna abana ne basumululwa abaali bategekeddwa essaawa
Revelation 6 verses 15
era okoye nnyo bannange
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyo lw'15
Revelation 6:15
ne bakabaka b'ensi n'abalangira n'abagabe n'abagagga n'abaamaanyi na buli muddu n'ow'eddembe ne beekweka mu mpuku ne mu mayinja ag'oku nsozi onyole 15 ne bagamba ensozi n'amayinja nti mutugweko
kakati engeri gy'ogamba olusozi lukukuwonda
you tell a mountain to fall on you
kitigizi ky'obuddako ate okitidde nnyo
means what you're hidden on your fear it so much
otegedde bulungi
have you understood well
omanyi omuntu si kyangwa okugamba
no it's not easy human being to say
kiyinja gwe nkusaba vaayo nkuba omutwenfe
you rock come strike my head I die
olw'okuba oli ajja
because the other is coming
kubanga ajja abatwala kizibu ekiddako
tells them is another hard problem coming
omanyi okuyingira mu lusozisozi
nonyamba
ongweko nze nanze na
fall on me
naye ng'otidde oli ajja kubanga kyakutwalako
you fear the one coming for where they take you
wakitegeddeko nti kyewuunyisa kyabulabe eddala okukamala
it's very dangerous indeed
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyiriri lwa 16
Revelation 6:16
ne bagamba ensozi n'amayinja nti mutugweko mutukise amaaso g'oyo atudde ku ntebe ne mu busungu bw'omwana gw'endiga onyole 17 Kubanga olunaku olukulu olw'obusungu bwabwe lutuuse. Era ani ayinza okuyimirirawo?
Olunaku lwa Mukama lutuuse. Olunaku lw'omusango. Bannange ennyanja ya muliro yeddako. Tetusobola kugumiikiriza. Ati batidde.
Naye
nga batidde ebitagenda
bagasa.
Kubanga ensozi zijja kubadduka buddusi misinde nazo nga zivaawo. Kale manya ebiri mu siiru y'omwoyo w'okutya
Mukama.
Siiru ey'omukaaga. N'ekibinja kya malayika
b'omuliro.
Era bw'oba obuulira enjiri, omutima gwo kikwekemu
kibeeremu.
Otegeere kye bayita okutya
Mukama.
Nawe gye kikomekkereza singa tomutya. N'okyawa ekibi. N'oyamba bangi okuva mu
kibi.
Singa onaakola ekyo,
onaawonya
emmeeme yo n'ez'abalala. Singa onaagaana,
ojja
kwezikiriza.
Ojja
kumaliriza oli mu kutya Mukama okukambwe
okw'omu
nnyanja
ey'omuliro
so nga tuliwonyezebwa. Naye Mukama akuwa omukisa
bw'oba
owulidde eddoboozi lye
n'odduka
ekibi.
Mukama
yeebazibwe
nnyo. Mulinnya
lya Mukama waffe.
In
the name of Jesus. We shall
come back the other day
to see the
seventh seal
and the seventh
group of angels,
the
angel of
the
seal of God,
which
saves you in all.
If you
don't get it under the sun,
gotten
the triple six of Satan,
what
be careful over this seal. It means
Eve. Not
from that person get God's
seal. I think I know you
brought them the seal of Satan. You too, you have gotten it.
It is threatening
what is in
that seal. But
you need to know the last
thing.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.